of the most, has to be, I want to call it downtown, like I said, it's been several years, and people I worked with at the university, I'm pretty much the only survivor. Everybody else has passed already. Like I said, I did work at Channel 28, but broadcasting changed substantially. It's mostly automated. There's hardly any people there. It's everything's run out of Quincy, Illinois. And I don't know if they do a live news, but it used to take three or four people. I used to be a transmitter engineer and work at the studio, but now the equipment is it's just different. Probably need a janitor to make sure you turn the lights on.
And 9KXR. Yeah, that sure does simplify it. I've been through the WSBT transmitter building a couple of times through the years, and that was just fascinating. I thought I was at the North Pole and there was Santa Claus. I just was mesmerized by the scope of the equipment, and the gentleman that showed me around was just pleasant as all get out. I was in the glass business for 37 years, mostly commercial. So people built buildings and I closed them in with glass and storefronts. So I'd go out there occasionally for kids that would throw rocks in the picnic grounds that surrounded it and fix them up.
That's interesting. Yeah, did you go in the old transmitter building that my friend Mike used to work there? I used to hang out with him, and they used to have got the old transmitter. Yeah, I was down there in about 1970. It was in the 70s, and had the old transmitter. And I don't think, maybe they still have it there. It seemed like they moved the studio out next door to it, because the studio was downtown, and then WNIT, the PBS station, took it over. But yeah, the old one has the old AM transmitter. That was quite the beast.